This is VOA News. I'm Liz Pelka. Russian Interior says investigative journalist Ivan Golunov has been freed from house arrest, and authorities are now conducting an internal probe into his detention. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports on this case that has caused anger in Moscow.
In a surprising turnaround, a police chief has dropped all charges against Ivan Golunov, a prominent investigative reporter whose detention has sparked public outrage, and has promised to go after the police officers who tried to frame the journalist as a drug dealer. The Interior Minister says police found no proof of his part in a crime. Golunov, who works for the independent website Medusa, has been facing charges that could have put him in prison for up to 20 years. I'm Charles Ledesma.
Golunov was arrested earlier this month, accused of attempting to sell a large amount of illegal drugs. U.S. President Donald Trump has put on hold his plan to begin imposing tariffs on Mexico over the flow of Central American migrants at the southern border. Here's more from AP correspondent Ben Thomas.
President Trump has been trumpeting the deal on Twitter, saying Mexico has pledged to take strong measures to reduce the flow of Central American migrants into the United States. The State Department says those measures include expanding a program that sends back asylum seekers who cross the border to Mexico while their claims are under review, and the deployment of Mexico's National Guard along its southern border with Guatemala. President Trump says that will include some 6,000 Mexican troops. The State Department adds Mexico is also taking what it calls decisive action to dismantle human smuggling and trafficking organizations. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Authorities in Mali are urging rival ethnic groups to show restraint after at least 95 people were killed when armed men attacked a village in central Mali overnight. This is VOA News. Opposition Democrats in the U.S. House of Representatives are